This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
So much for joining us on this live Friday, April 24th, global transmission, 192 days out from the election. We all wondered how they would try to scuttle the economy and bring down the president. And, well, now you've seen what they're doing. And they're, of course, trying to teach us all lessons as well that we better behave ourselves and be good little slaves. Now, from the beginning of this, 11, 12 weeks ago, we knew that a lot of the videos out of China were fake. We knew that they were trying to create as much fear as possible. But we also knew that the virus was man-made. And so we had to take it very, very seriously. We now know why it's man-made. That's so Bill Gates, who financed the whole thing through sub-companies on record, can control the rollout of the vaccine, because you could never have a vaccine for a cold virus, because there's thousands of them in the corona family every year, thousands of different mutations. But if you make an entirely new alien, and that's what it is, it's an artificial chimera. Those were just in fabled Greek legends before, you know, creatures that were made up of three or more animals. Chimeras. And so it's out there, and I said 11 weeks ago with Dr. Steve Pachinik that this was already in the population and that they already knew it and that a lot of folks had already died from pneumonia-like symptoms. And it's tough virus. But the response to all of it and the hysteria is the hoax, the power grab. And now it was in the New York Times yesterday that, oh, turns out it was already in the United States in November. But still, we've all got to stay locked down, ladies and gentlemen. This is the end of civilization as we know it, and a predatory AI globalist robot economy takeover. This is the equivalent of Pearl Harbor when the Japanese struck. This is the first official launch of the end of the rest of our lives. Now, remember, I'm the one that laid this out absolutely specifically in the last 26 years. And I've been telling you for 26 years that Bill Gates is the front man for the large robber baron fortunes headed up by IBM, that his mother captained. His father ran the World Eugenics Society after it was made illegal in Europe and it went underground. They run the whole thing. And they believe they are exterminating you to save the earth. And I'll just say something. I'm not going to join Bill Gates because it forfeits your soul. But if you go along with this, and if you don't spread the word, and if you don't stand up for your children and others, you are deserving of what happens to you. Because if you're going to let these people kill you and your family, then you deserve what happens to you. Now, I've been told, and at a certain point I'll go public with this, but I've been warned and I've been told, if you don't shut up, you're dead or we're going to put you in prison. And now they're preparing to put me in prison right now. Fine. They're killing everybody. Idiots. All of you. are dead. Every single one of us. They're murdering everyone. I'll explain how they're doing when we come back. This is the real world, folks. You better grow up.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The first time I ever heard about Jeffrey Epstein was about 15 years ago when a scientific publication that a listener sent me. It was talking about how billionaires were meeting in secret at a New York University, the Albert Einstein Institute, to develop a worldwide depopulation plan. And we've been sent a lot of documents like this. It wasn't a secret document, but it was an internal trade publication connected to MIT. And the same person later sent me secret documents out of a senator's archive on depopulation. I showed those on air. They're on InfoWars. No one even cared about it. It's just a plan to kill you and your family. You know, no big deal. And they're actually setting it all up right now. The LA Times, even Wired, 2 years ago, ran big headline stories with links to major long-term studies on rat populations and pig populations with regular cell phone radiation, and it massively increased cancers. When you put 5G on in a laboratory, you're talking about massive behavioral problems, mental illness, and pigs chewing their trotters off, rats going insane. It's the psychological effects that are going to be really bad. And they even tell you in movies like The Kingsman, where they send out the transmission through the smartphones and everybody starts killing each other. But it won't be done like that. It's going to be done incrementally. So what's happening is, now that everybody's waking up to Bill Gates, and I mean, this is a huge awakening, the listeners and the general public are doing deep dives right now, and they're flooding us with documents and videos I've never seen before. Like, you'd think I know everything about Bill Gates. I don't like to know about Bill Gates. I get physically ill when I have to look at him or read about the stuff he's doing because he's murdering me and my family. He's killing me. He's killing my children. And he thinks it's funny. And most of the public thinks it's funny, too, and it's not. And if I've got to die so that he can't go on killing everybody, that's fine. And I want him to know that. I'm not scared of him one damn bit. I'm scared of not taking action. And he runs the whole thing, folks. He's in charge of the planet. And that's why when they ask him about Trump, he goes, well, I don't really talk to Trump. I talk to people that matter. The scientist that he owns lock, stock, and barrel. When did he get the key to the planet? Not just the key to the city, the key to your life, the key to my life. Because when is he on TV going, yeah, 700,000 people get sick and die from my vaccine, but that's okay. It's for the greater good. He's even letting you know now a bunch of people are going to die, but it's not going to be 700,000. It's going to be everybody. We know what's in these DNA vaccines. They're not vaccines, folks. They're reprogramming systems for your whole damn body. And the stuff he's been caught doing in India and Africa, look it up on record, where they'll give a village shots, and in the next month, a third of the village dies. But don't worry, Reuters and everybody are telling you it's all false claims, and they'll use one program he's involved in versus another program to then say he's not, showing you two different operations he's got going. Oh, Bill Gates has a bracelet he wants you to wear that tracks what you do, and he does want to force inoculation. But then he has another company that's an ink that goes under the skin. But see, that's how they play the games. But here's what you need to know, okay? First time I ever read about Jeffrey Epstein 15 years ago was because it was in a trade publication that they were running a global depopulation operation and that they were recruiting scientists to go along with it. I mean, this is a mastermind supervillain death cult, okay? And again, why did Ian Fleming, who was like number three in command at MI6, OSS in World War II, why did he write Moonraker in the 60s? Where there's a world government of secret scientists that release a bioweapon to kill the entire human population. They go to a space station to be safe. In reality, they're going to go into bunkers. Why would the number three guy in MI6 write a book about that? Because, folks, that's the plan. So what you need to know about Jeffrey Epstein is this. He was the concierge. He was just the maitre d'. He was just the event planner. He's just the event planner for these parties they have. And they get the scientists in from all the universities and they say, you want money, you want drugs, you want hookers, whatever you want, but we need you to go have sex with a 15-year-old girl so we know we can trust you. We're going to videotape the whole thing. They go do it on purpose. It's a rite of passage. It's a gang initiation. Then they say, hey, we really need to trust you on some stuff. You seem to really like this. Let's watch some snuff films together. And next, if you pass that test, they go, you know, out here on the island, they just brought in some kids the other day. Some of these kids are really causing problems. We need you to go in there in that shed and strangle that 5-year-old girl. They go, man, you're a real man. Good job. Took a lot to do that. All right, you're in the real team now, buddy. Here's what we're really doing. We're going to depopulate the planet. Well, let me explain something to Lord Rothschild and to all these people. You're not getting away with this. You understand? Your operation's going to fail. You may think you've stampeded some people into going along with the first phase, and you may think we're dumb and don't know you've bought off most alternative media to go along with this. It's not going to work. And the people instinctively know the truth. So you may get half the people, like lemmings, go off the edge of a cliff. You'd have to have 99% of people to win. I'd say a good 30% weren't awake 2 months ago, now are. We probably had 10% that were awake on the planet. Now we're at about 40% in 2 months. In a couple more months, it'll be 50, 60, 70%. We're burning you down right now. And I take real pleasure in it. Because you might like to abuse children and have power over little things, but I like getting you off the children's back, and I'll do it with God's help. So, I take satisfaction in my persecution because I know it means I'm over the target. And so people need to have courage and not be scared of these monsters because you have no future and no way out unless you face the full horror now. Now, have a clip from 2008, when we come back, of Bill Gates and his people being introduced as the World Population Control Group. That's really what he runs. And I've seen paperwork on the original foundation. And I was told that that's what his dad had run. I researched it 20 years ago and went down and found it was true. But just to see them at these gala dinners introducing themselves as this, and then on the news, oh, it's Bill Gates. He wants to help black people. He wants to save the population. But then he's at a TED talk saying, we've got to reduce the population. And we got to kill old people. I mean, we have clips of this. The dude that says he wants to kill you, that meets with Jeffrey Epstein and stays at his house in Europe and New York. All these weird, creepy dudes that like to screw kids, and they want to screw us and kill us. Well, you know that you're not going to get away with it. Everybody's waking up to you, and you're going to burn in hell. I'm Alex Jones. This is The Resistance.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Seattle Times article, a group of inbred garbage. Oh, he is related to him. You didn't know that? The little Prince Charles clone who runs the World Eugenics Societies, funding hundreds of its subgroup tentacles. And here is the Wall Street Journal in 2009 talking about their plan to depopulate you and your family, meeting secretly with Jeffrey Epstein. And here's another one. Secret of rich cabal met to discuss population control. There's that evil prisonplanet.com. I was reporting on that many years ago. Now, let's get to this clip of Lori Schwab Zabin being introduced at 46 lectures at Vassar College. And they all act real powerful and very official, and they all enjoy power over people. And they enjoy the secret experimentation that's been declassified by all these Western governments. During the Cold War, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, Russian scientists were doing secret testing on their own populations. And at the very same time, the same secret tests were being done in America, because there's an international cult of these mad scientists, and the governments get behind the scenes, and then they decide when to do the lethal testing. But other governments do it in tandem, so it's okay, let's go together, so the other country doesn't use it on the other one, and because they need to do it and they need to test it. No, they need to create cores of people in the medical corps that will carry out secret experimentation. That's why you see all the Hollywood movies and novels about the weird hospital on the hill that's, you know, doing secret experiments. Mad scientists are always the bad villains in cartoons. Why with all the stuff that came out, the cartoons and things in the 40s and stuff, was always a mad scientist? Well, because the Nazis were mad scientists. And they were funded by mad scientists in America and by Bill Gates' family. On both sides. You understand who these people are? They created Hitler to then destroy him. And they had their liberal world order version of what he was doing. It's a dialectic. And you can grow up and admit this is true. I'm not talking to our regular audience, the folks that tune in that laugh at this stuff. This isn't funny. So that's what all this is. It's nothing to do with saving people. It's all to do with killing people. Hundreds of millions will starve to death if this global depression really gets kicking off. The UN now confirms not 10 million set to starve to death this year, 30 million. But they're the savior that will collect the money and then give none of it to the people. They'll have a few photo ops. I told you 2 million extra were starving to death from numbers I saw a few weeks ago. Now they say it's 30 million, probably more than that. But you're not going to have them humanized. And we need the president to come out. We need the president to fly on a jet tour to the poorest area of Latin America and Africa and in an area of Asia. Just say, go to India, where they report millions are starving to death right now. It's just like, oh, it's a footnote. Oh, they say a couple million are starving. Yeah, people are dying by the thousands every day, malnutrition. You just shrivel up and you get a cold and you die. And they add that to the coronavirus numbers. So let's go ahead and go to this clip. And remember, there's some truth to the fact that in some areas, obviously, humans are weighing down the environment. Things aren't innovating. There's massive IQ plunging and just hellish conditions. But who's going to carry out the extermination? Who decides who dies? And then you find out it's run by people like Bill Gates and Bill Clinton who are sickos. And it's all about power. And then you find out they're hitting the entire genetic line of the public and have programs designed to target leadership males with high IQs and to target them for drugging and then for not having positions in society. They are taking down civilization and overriding it. They are scorched earthing everything. They're not trying to stabilize the third world, have people only have two kids. They are going in, and it's even in the Royal Commission from 49, from His Highness. I've read that whole thing, where the UK government back then, Queen Elizabeth's father, says, well, we could stabilize the third world and industrialize them and only have them have two kids on average. They do that on their own. But then we wouldn't have a giant pool of third world labor. Instead, we'll just let them have all the giant amounts of children they want. We'll use that to then take over the West, play the two populations off against each other, and then we'll engage in some type of mass sterilization in the future. So they brought in policies to make the third world population explode, to drive down wages worldwide, to use that as a weapon, to be able to test on those folks, and then get us to join with the elites in the future when they're using the third world is a weapon against us to finally have us publicly sign on to exterminate the third world. That's how the dialectic works right there. Yeah, in Kenya, in India, everywhere, they test the vaccines and it's got a sterilant in it, a female hormone only produced at second trimester. And if that is not produced in second trimester, the baby dies, and so it creates an autoimmune response to the hormone and actually attacks the baby in the womb. So they also have violent miscarriages, and it also usually causes an autoimmune disease. If you think that 30-year-old stuff and 20-year-old projects they've been caught doing is bad, now it's DNA coding, manipulating your body, and even other top scientists and groups can't even tell what's in it. They just tell it's been altered, and they go into it, and they're like, you have to test this in a laboratory to see how it mutates and what it does. So it's such advanced technology. It's alien technology. And by alien, it's never existed before. It's not of this world. They're making aliens in the laboratories. If aliens transmitted us a code on the SETI satellite, relay, dish, and told us with genetic engineering how to build something out of nanotech, that would be an alien. See, aliens don't teleport here, folks. They send you data, and then you build it here. They don't get them flying saucers. These globalists believe they channeled all this 150, 160 years ago in England to set this plan up. And it's worked, actually. And they believe entities gave it to them. I just took you all the way down the rabbit hole right there, folks, but that's what it is. And it's super bad news. The thing about the dishes, I'll clarify that when we come back.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it. put the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Civilization is upon us. When I laid out earlier that the globalists believe they are receiving divine information, it's because that's in the history books that Galton, Wedgwood, the Huxley family, along with the Darwins, intermarried as part of a psychic seance cult. And this is in mainline history books. And that then they had visions. Darwin had a 3-day fever, something like 109 degree fever, when he was in the tropics.
memory serves, I think it was South Africa. That's one of the Huxleys right there. And he said he had a vision of the theory of species. And that entities gave it to him. It's the same thing with Galton. So crazy cults have created this entire thing we're looking at. And so if they didn't get it from demons or aliens, whatever you want to call it, where the hell did they get it? And here's the problem. They're really nasty people that like hurting people. So you can sit here and say they're crazy. I'm not the one saying all this. This is what mainline deep history. People know that Hitler did all sorts of black magic rituals. And they would cut the heads off SS officers and try to look into the future. They believe at the moment that the head was cut off. I mean, just crazy town. You think he was the only one, folks? They're all into it. And I'm just here to tell you, folks, you better grow up and realize that. You don't just think they're doing voodoo down in Haiti, do you, folks? This is beyond voodoo, ladies and gentlemen. But what is voodoo? A spirit comes into you. And then if you think of it from a scientific perspective, that's what they're telling you in movies like Avatar, where you jack in to the body. And that's what this whole thing is. And it's a giant mad scientist experiment, and these people are completely insane. And then we're not like them, so we can't understand it. And it just sounds too fantastical until you actually research. It's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books that Hitler was a devil worshiper. It's on record that they got the idea to put fluoride in the water from Joseph Stalin, who used it on his gulags, and he learned about it from Cold Springs Harbor, eugenics facility in the United States. It all came out of there. IBM came out of there. Thomas Watson came out of there. Bill Gates' dad, all of them. That's where they're from. That's who they are. They run the whole show. So I haven't gotten to the clip yet of them introducing a woman that heads up the World Population Control Group. Now I knew the original letterhead of his dad's foundation said that as well. That's been dug up. But hell, he goes on Lehrer NewsHour 30 years ago and admitted it. So all I'm telling you is he isn't trying to save you. And you better learn about this quick, folks, because I'm not up here making any of this up. And my life is in danger for doing this. Let me tell you. They haven't taken us very seriously because they're so arrogant. That's one reason they can be defeated. But now Bill Gates goes everywhere. People yell at him. They call him a mass murderer. They get in his face. Every comment is now digging into his history. And so I should have real feelings of satisfaction at this point that even though my life's in danger and I'm on the knife's edge here like a snail going down a straight razor, that's okay, folks, because I'm a man, and I'm going to stand up to thugs and killers, and I'm going to tell you the truth. And have I gotten whacked out in the process of knowing this all this time? Yeah, I'm a person that's not who I was 25, 26 years ago, because I've been forced to stare into this abyss so long, and I'm sitting here studying psychotics in control of the planet and watching every phase of their plan click, 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 click into place. And you're going to wake up one day, folks, and there are going to be people dying and throwing up. They'll go, everybody stay in your houses. It's okay. And then the robot trash trucks are going to come around, and a robot's going to go in and put you and your dead family in the back of that trash truck. If you keep submitting like this, I think they're 5 years out from that. If you don't submit, 10, 15. But they've got a plan to just mop us up in a matter of months. And as soon as they get the robots in and the self-driving cars, They're gonna have another bigger beta test that'll be a real bioweapon. It'll kill even more, as I've been laying out their plan. And then the next one, they'll have another one. Once you've learned to lock down, the drones are in control. There'll be armed drones. The armed drones will stop people that have the plague in the future from, you know, breaking quarantine, and people will cheer it like it's the Running Man. And then they're going to hit you with the big one, and you're all dead when they release that. Weaponized airborne Ebola, spliced with mouse pox with a 98% kill rate. But that's a little messy. What they're really going to end up using on you is a chemical weapon or an electromagnetic system, and then they'll just say it's the bioattacks. They've got all these going on. They've got binary weapons, and it's a mopping up process. I'm here to make sure they go down with the ship. They're not going to get away with this. Now, let's end this segment with the obsolete man, and then I'll come back, and we will get to the key part about depopulation with Bill Gates, another smoking gun. But here's the obsolete man.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he is built out of flesh, and because he has a mind.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. You understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian.
A librarian. Oh. Having to do with books.
Yes, sir? Books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. Your rights are as follows, Mr. Wordsworth. You are to be liquidated within a period of 48 hours. You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature, poetry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Shadows, you know who he is. He pops up from time to time to tell you how much he wants to depopulate the planet. But now he's here and he's got a shot for you to save you. And he says you can't ever go back to the way your life was. First, it was just going to be 2 weeks and a long vacation, and you're going to get the check. And now, sorry, we can never open up again. Because we have 30, 40, 50,000 deaths a year from pneumonia. We can hype it all up and scare everybody now and make each death a huge thing. All starting with the communist Chinese welding people into their homes like a Day of the Dead movie and shooting women at checkpoints. And then all we saw this and we were told this is how you handle it. This is how you do it. And then Trump said, yes, good job, China. And the media went, Trump's doing a good job. And then Trump said, well, we're not going to shut down. People always die. And then we went, oh, you're bad. He goes, okay. We'll shut down. They went, oh, you're good. But I told the president, and it was obvious, that they would double back, knowing the public has about a two-week attention span on things like that. It's about 7 seconds on average, but about 2 weeks remembering things total. And so they've now doubled back and are blaming Trump for everything, even though he's the one that blocked the flights from China. But instead of going back over that old ground, let's talk about solutions. I'm not wearing masks in these stores, and I'm making them throw me out.
And already the left is saying, oh, if you're having an anxiety attack, they can't make you do it, or if you have a medical reason. And so we're going to print some of these up on InfoWars, and you can make your own. But say I have a psychological disorder, and my physician, Dr. Kornbluth, or whatever you want to put on there, said so. And again, it's all authority. You just go, authority, and they'll bow down to you. Or you can show them court rulings by federal and state courts saying you can't make people wear masks either. But I love the image. Talk about surreal. Last night I turned local news on, and there was Congress in session, all of them wearing masks. What an incredible image. And then they pulled back, and you saw everyone wearing their masks, saying, we're sick, we're bad, we're suspect, we have to do this. A bunch of grandstanders. And all the media reporting from home and everybody being taught that you are non-essential. And the whole thing was choreographed, blueprinted, architecture, prepared. I told you 10, 11 weeks ago that once they get a lockdown in place, they're never going to take the lockdown off. It's going to be cycled on and off and get tighter. When you resist, it'll get looser. Then they'll tighten it up again. But overall, it's going to get constricted. Until human civilization conks out. And here, oh, you're watching Netflix or whatever. Buddy, in Africa, in Latin America, and in many areas of Asia, 30 million people are now starving to death. And that's an accurate number from the UN. 30 million, 20 million extra are going to die in the next 6 months, it's estimated. And where's the president? Where are we, the people? I mean, I'm not going to skydive into the Capitol or something for attention, but and I'm not saying you should do anything illegal, but I'm saying you really want to save people. This isn't some virtue signal. We let them cut off the economy. All the pension funds are going to go bankrupt. Millions are going to die from not ever having health care in the future. Civilization's breaking down. Even if you don't care about the third world, this is going to affect you. This is big. This is real. This is tangible. But the people out there pushing the narrative that, oh, we got to stay on permanent lockdown and wear masks, they'll tell you, hey, we got to cut the curve. We got to flatten the curve. We were all shown 5 million dead, 3 million dead, 2 million dead. And then they can be the savior when almost nobody dies by saying, oh, look, you did what you were told. So this ended up saving everybody. But it's 30, 20, 10, depending on the graph, depending on who put out the models. All the models were wrong. But it's a fraction. So now they've lowered the curve even more, and they keep lowering and lowering it, and then desperately telling the hospitals who can code for insurance and federal money $40,000 for a COVID patient instead of $4,000 for a pneumonia patient. What are they going to do with the hospitals? They're going to code it as COVID. And we've had medical doctors on, and we've played clips of medical doctors. Medical doctors that have big practices saying, we've been ordered by the insurance companies and ordered by the hospitals. These guys are going public. I say guys, they're all men. No, no, some women have gone public now, mainly men. Great. I'm saying men, women, everybody go public, but mainly guys. And they're saying, yeah, no, people are just dying. And if they are 80 years old, 90 years old, and they had any type of lung problem, we're just told COVID-19. That's called fraud. And it's organized to maximize the most fear they can. And that's what they've done. And Fauci literally last year got a $100 million grant from Bill and Melinda Gates on vaccines. He's gotten hundreds of millions from him before that. He's been working with Bill Gates since Bill Gates was 26 years old. Look it up. I don't know. Is it Fauci or Gates is in command? I'm just telling you, they're in the cult, the death cult. All the big models used by Fauci that have been proven to be total fraud, funded by, you guessed it, B&M Gates Foundation. And he said in 2017, don't worry, Trump's going to get hit by a novel virus, and it's going to change the world. Because they love to brag. Remember how Gruber got up in front of C-SPAN to other academics and said, I was hired to triple the taxes on people and screw them hard, but make them love it, by Obama. And Obama said, of all the plans, mine was the best, the most devious. And they're all looking at him like, oh, Gruber, you're so amazing. Because they want to be big liars, too. They want to be at the table. This is an open criminal conspiracy against you and your family. What are you going to do about it? Most people are scared of these people. So they say, well, we better just keep our heads down. No, you can't do that. And when I start the next hour, I'm going to get into how you do that. And we have two doctors joining us today to break all this down. But first, let's play the clip of the depopulation agenda. Lori Schwab, Zabin being introduced at Vassar College, bragging about the depopulation plan of Bill and Melinda Gates funding her group. Here it is.
In 1997, Dr. Zabin got a call from a friend in Seattle about a potential funding source for an organization that would focus on international population and reproductive health. Bill and Melinda Gates, with just a little money to spend, but a lot of skepticism about the academic approach, agreed to meet with Lori Zabin and her colleagues at Johns Hopkins, and they came away impressed. In 1998, Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is the population control bureau of the planet. It's a corporate plan to capture civilization, not just depopulate, and then make normal human life biologically impossible. They wrote the codes to make almost all births cesarean. They wrote the codes to keep mothers away from their babies the first few days so their milk doesn't come in. But then the IQ in the child is usually 20, 30 points lower. The brain is smaller when you don't get milk from your mother. They've written the code to keep fluoride in your water, even when Harvard came out and said it's causing brain damage. They're killing you with enjoyment. And it's a distinct pleasure to stand up and take these guys on. I've thought about it. I've waited. And, you know, the threats I get and the death threats and the, you know, just amazing stuff, folks. I'm not at liberty to get into it yet, but it's a future. And you know, about that. By the way, these groups have tried to buy me off as well. And other folks, it's worked on them. It's not working on me. Okay? And remember, anything happens to me, Bill Gates. And the same for you. He's coming after all of you, too. So I know all of you will take care of things. But the big thing here is taking care of our children. I'll talk about that next hour. Also, taking care of yourself. We have storable food available again. It lasts 25 years. It's high quality. You need to get it. Massive orders are going back in again. People understand it's about the collapse, not the virus. This is a good thing to get checked off on your box. The best food at the best prices, InfoWarsStore.com. Get them in while you can. And boost your immune system in general, ladies and gentlemen. Vitamin D3, winter sun with vitamin K. So good. It's essential. That means it's essential. You die without it. And I told you sunlight's great. Well, now, Homeland Security says sunlight's good for you and makes you create D3 and kills the virus in 30 seconds, like I told you. Yeah. They literally have news articles saying I should be arrested for saying sunlight's good. Stick it up your globalist spider asses and burn in hell. I will continue to tell the truth forever. Long after I'm gone.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
10 weeks ago.